Welcome to Mission Daily. If you want to get your question or exclamation or idea onto the show or in front of myself or Stephanie,
we want to hear it.
We want to hear it. Text us at 833-308-0863. You can click the link in the show notes, and we would love to hear from you. Now, let's get on to the show. Hey, Steph.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well.
Feels kind of dreary for once in California.
It is. It's been cloudy this morning, a little bit yesterday, and it's cloudy for the foreseeable future.
Oh, well, it's a good day to be in the studio then, huh?
It is. Recording, and we're excited to be back with you here on Mission Daily. Make sure you're subscribed, give us a rating and review, or text us, get a hold of us, let us know. We can't wait to hear from you. In yesterday's episode, we talked a little bit about How to Think, an article by Charles King of Georgetown. And if you're interested in that, you can go check it out. Just Google How to Think, Charles King, and you can get the breakdown and the refresher on what an argument is, how to make them, inductive versus deductive reasoning. You can get some good examples there, as well as getting some ideas on how to be more persuasive and find that middle ground that we're all seeking for when we're trying to argue or negotiate.
Yep, love that. But today, what are we talking about?
Today, I wanted to just talk a little bit about how your life is a story, and it's one that you have to make sure that you love to read, but you also have to make sure you love to write it. So often, sometimes we just get caught up in our life, and we think it's like a book that we're reading, where the next thing is like, we just know what it is, we know what it's going to be, but sadly, this isn't the case. And I think taking a more proactive model of treating it as a story you want to write, but you also want to read, is just much better.
So how do you go about thinking? Because I'm not a writer. So even hearing that sounds difficult to me.
Yeah, I think the two approaches are, so the reading one is kind of like the status quo, where you just take things that come to you and you live in a very reactive way. The writing one is where you take things that come in, but then you remix them and you rebuild them and you decide what inputs you want more or less of throughout your life, and then start to prune those accordingly and start to make proactive plans on how to get new type of inputs, like things that you maybe never thought were possible before. You start to take some time out to explore, okay, well, what if I could start doing this a little bit more? Like, what if I could get the job at the place I really want to work? Or how do I find a way inside my current company to deliver more value or create something where I only have to do a smaller number of meetings per week? How can I be more proactive there in writing the script?
I like that idea because it's more focused on like your internal goals, where oftentimes it feels like many people are trying to meet the goals of others, trying to meet, you know, expectations of others, or keep up with the Joneses, or like look at someone else and be like, that's what I want to be.
Yeah.
Whereas this one is taking all the inputs and actually organizing them in a way where you can look at it on paper and see, oh, it feels like I'm headed down this path. You know, do I want to pivot? Do I want to kind of take a little break here, get off on the side of the road and picnic for a bit in this area?
Yeah,
I like that idea of being more mindful about it, but it's because of what you want to do and not based on others.
Yeah, exactly. And so a good example of this is taking some time to think about schedule, right? Because I've struggled with schedule so much recently, trying to get on some type of predictable one and balance everything that's going on with kids, with the business, with the, you know, all the strife that's going on, basically. And I really just got simple with it yesterday and just said, okay, each day there's just one big thing that I'm working on. And I know now, okay, Monday is going to be this day for this show. Tuesday is going to be this show. Wednesday, this show. Thursday, this show. And then Friday is going to be more of like a creative day. Try to figure out how to make the processes work better.
But I thought that was smart when you were pointing it out that way, of like, it's a theme day. Each day is like a theme.
Yeah.
Because I think in the past, I've seen you and me, it's easy to set ourselves up for failure when you do like 9 a.m., I'm going to get up, or, you know, I'm already up. 9 a.m., I'm going to do yoga. 10 a.m., I'm going to write. And when you have it that strict, one little blip in the schedule, you know, maybe one of our kids needs a little extra help, and it's like 9:05, and you're like, oh, there goes my schedule for the day. And it throws off your whole day because you're so tied to these like hour blocks.
Yeah. And you can't get into deep work around anything unless you're focused on that day and then like a 2 to 4 hour increment where it's blocked off and you're not doing anything else. This is what, for me, is like a creative person as a writer, not having those increments where each day you could get into flow working on something, whether it's doing like incredible introductions or really thoughtful questions or writing, you know, an episode for the story where you get to create and finish something in one sprint, or at least get to like a high quality draft. That was like what was maddening for me before, was because, you know, it takes like 45 minutes to get into a flow state working on something creative. And if you're going to get into it, you need to stay in it for the requisite, you know, 2.5 hours until your creativity, until your writing, until your analytical mind gets exhausted.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I like that. We should follow up in a couple weeks and see how the theme days are working.
Yeah. So I started it this week and I want to revisit it just to see how it feels. So if you're out there and you're struggling with feeling overwhelmed with way too much stuff to do, I would encourage this type of thinking, just keeping it really, really simple and treat each day as a theme.
Cool.
All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Mission Daily. Steph, you know what? We launched our first podcast back in March of 2018.
So long ago, our little baby podcast.
Our podcasts have grown. They're not babies anymore.
Nope.
And the first podcast we launched back in March of 2018 was called The Story.
Mm-hmm.
And it won Best of 2018 by Apple. That podcast was brought to you by Salesforce. All of our podcasts now in our network are brought to you by world-class enterprises. They sponsor them. They help create this original content. We could not do it without their help. If you are a marketer, if you work inside a company or an enterprise and you need original content and marketing campaigns, we would love to work with you. Head over to mission.org/studios and learn more. We'll connect with you. We'll create an original proposal and you might be surprised with what you hear.
Dun, dun, dun.
Mission.org/studios or click the link in our show notes. We'd love to hear from you.